Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Steelers are courting college running backs. Should Le'Veon Bell be worried? Welcome to the Steelers Update from Penn Live, now available on Amazon Alexa. This is John Lucy reporting. Things keep getting more and more concerning for Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell and his long-term relationship with the team. At the start of this week, we reported the Steelers had placed their contract talks with Bell on hold. Now come word that Steelers brass, including general manager Kevin Colbert and coach Mike Tomlin, are actively courting college running backs in the 2018 draft. Specifically, the Steelers leaders have set up a private dinner with LSU running back Darius Geis ahead of his pro day next week. This follows a formal interview that the team held with Geis at the Combine a month ago. The Steelers are also said to be strongly interested in a pair of running backs from Georgia in the name of Nick Chubb and Sony Michel. So what does all this mean for Bell, who's been slapped with the Steelers franchise tag for a second straight season, but says he would rather retire and sing rap songs than play under the tag in 2018? All this remains to be seen. And all sides still say publicly that they are interested in a long-term contract. But at what price? Bell reportedly wants $16 million a year over 4 years, but that amount would severely restrict the Steelers' ability to spend at other positions, most notably on defense. The Steelers are also kicking the tires on a number of college quarterbacks in the draft, including Louisville's Lamar Jackson and Mason Rudolph of Oklahoma State. Tomlin will dine with both, in fact. That's a lot of dining out on the offensive side of the football. But of course, everyone knows the defense was the weak link in 2017, leading to the Steelers' early playoff exit against the Jacksonville Jaguars. There's still the possibility that all these dinners with offensive players could be one big head fake from the Steelers. The team could turn around and pick a top defensive player in the draft. Time will tell. Right now, however, things have to be plenty uncomfortable for Bell, who's gone from number one running back to being placed on the back burner as the Steelers explore their options in both free agency and the draft. Well, that's the Steelers update for now. Come back daily for the latest on the black and gold. And be sure to sign up on Amazon Alexa, because we're doing the podcast all off-season long. Of course, log on to PennLive.com anytime for real-time Steelers news.